Welcome. My name is Christopher Peter. The Supreme Court of the United States issued its ruling as expected to uphold the law passed to ban TikTok in the United States, conveniently effective on January 19, 2025, the day before President Donald Trump officially takes office. The Biden administration has neither the time nor the interest to actually enforce the ruling and implement the ban. Also, President Trump has softened his stance on banning TikTok, which creates an opportunity for some sort of resolution. The ban is somewhat controversial. There are valid reasons for the government to pursue the ban, but the ban of a channel for communication and speech is contrary to some people's view of unfettered speech. Given the divide in society over the popular social media platform and the recent shifts in the overall social media landscape, I thought it was an interesting topic to discuss. In this special episode, let us discuss the ban, was it right, and what the solution could look like if it were up to us.
My name is Jennifer and I'm going to define the issue. First, what is the government accusing TikTok of doing? During the first Trump administration, there was great concern over the budding social media platform because of the involvement the Chinese government had with the company that runs it. Given the long history of intellectual property violations and questionable positions on the issue of privacy, there are concerns the Chinese government is able to track the information exchanged without users' complete awareness. This could be a legitimate national security concern as there is a great deal of data that people transmit each post, tweet, reel, and other content. Some have concerns that this information could be used on anything from disinformation campaigns to targeting groups of people. Do we really want the Chinese government having inside information on American society, our businesses that are naive enough to market on TikTok, or our government? That is something that is a concern by those backing the ban. Obviously, China has an interest in the information as we all saw the balloons with cameras that flew over many parts of America. Now, drones over different parts of the East Coast. Keep in mind, we are not completely made aware of whose drones these are. Social media in general has played a great role in our national discourse as we saw how much speech suppression was undertaken by these social media companies. We now know how much pressure the Biden administration put on the leaders of these companies to control what Americans could know or talk about. So, the issue we are dealing is how should the Trump administration handle the TikTok issue given the number of Americans who use the platform to earn a living? How should social media companies operate in the interest of the people, not the government, as Joe Biden would have preferred them to?
The clear and obvious solution that should happen is that TikTok is sold to a domestic company, investor, or owner, and a complete severance of any connection to the Chinese government. That is what should happen, but the TikTok leaders are not complying with common sense. This is not a novel idea. In healthcare and other industries, there are accommodations made to address privacy concerns or handling of sensitive data in compliance with local regulations. So global companies may create local divisions that run local servers. There are no connections between parent and local entities for the data, or at least not according to the paperwork. So what would make sense is that a United States company is created and licenses the software to run the platform in the United States and keeps the user data within the United States border. That is not an unreasonable ask if TikTok really wanted to do right by American users. I can see how it is not an easy approach, as some reports say that there are almost 170 million American users active on the platform. I assume accounts, and that people may have multiple accounts based on various content portfolios. Some may question why any intelligent American would be so openly willing to use a platform that you know is spying on you on behalf of a foreign entity. But there are some people that are naive to the issues related to China, as a good number of Americans lack a general knowledge of global affairs. The smart thing for people to do is to hedge their bets and use other platforms in the meantime. Even if it does not go dark as expected, one can question if they have any reason to pay any user the monetization they earn, because it technically is illegal and it might be hard to pursue action against them. Just stop using the platform until it smartens up. Why help give our enemies at all? I listened to Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg's recent appearance on the Joe Rogan podcast, where he spoke about the recent changes at Meta, specifically with their main service in Facebook. Facebook is basically reversing course on the controversial actions the platform made that essentially suppressed speech, while it tried to address issues with misinformation and disinformation, largely because many of the fact-checking was not accurate and harmed users that were innocent. Personally, I think it is a move in the right direction. Seems like he is taking a lesson from Elon Musk and X with the community notes, where people counter inaccurate information with the truth and evidence. This addresses the issue without banning people simply because you disagree with them. I think we all agree that purposeful lies are unacceptable, but seems like the Biden administration pressured Facebook to remove material simply because it countered their position, which is not protecting democracy but a clear violation of free speech and oppressing our society. Joe Biden seemed to want to control what people could hear, say, and think, all the things an autocrat usually wants. So pardon me if I cannot take his concerns over democracy and his oligarch comments, ironically after he awarded an oligarch the Presidential Medal of Freedom. Back to Facebook, I think we have to take Zuckerberg at his word that he does not want to control speech and that he wants free communication, which is why he started Facebook in the first place. He was sympathetic to the concerns raised, but it turns out that much of that social pressure was political. I agree with social media companies that are starting to wake up and realizing that they should not allow the government to use them as a tool for the circumvention of the constitutional rights of Americans. A private company is not the right entity to monitor speech, and I would go even further that there is no right entity to monitor speech. I acknowledge that words can hurt and messages can have negative impacts, but the best counter is speech. The bigger threat than free speech is unrestrained government. A legitimate question is, how are people supposed to know what is true if there is an asymmetric information gap between the speakers and the audience? There are many subjects that people simply are not thoroughly versed in, nor do they care to be. My view is that there is a healthy level of skepticism that people should hold when they hear something that they are not familiar with or just does not sit well with them. People can always do the rational approach and research the issue, topic, or statement to see what is true based on the evidence, facts, and data. I believe that people need to accept that others may hold different opinions than you and may weigh certain factors as more important than the factors you judge an issue by. There is a difference between something that is factually untrue and something that is just a difference of opinion. Also, there are situations where the prevailing opinion changes in the presence of new information. Sometimes, people do not want the new information viewed because it changes their public opinion or their power. There is a great deal of information thrown at each one of us each and every day, and it is hard to stay on top of big issues and have a deep understanding of them. Many times people just parrot those they see on social media, people they like personally, or people they are cajoled through the media to believe. But we cannot always trust institutionalized thinking, because there are times when the people we generally trust abuse that trust and actually act in their self-interest or political biases, not the interest of the broader society or truth, even if they are telling you otherwise. The solution is really to be skeptical about what you read, whether you agree with it or disagree with the content. Always hold out that there might be new information out there that you are unaware of, and do not feel like questioning positions is a bad thing or being questioned is inappropriate. There should be skepticism, and if messengers are offended at the thought of being questioned, then you might have an invalid argument. Most critical thinkers welcome questions because it helps make their argument stronger. Enjoy a healthy level of cynicism. Be a skeptic. People, businesses, and governments will always have to recognize the power that comes with social media. This technology not only helped bring people together, it has given a voice to the voiceless, helps connect customers to businesses that could help address a need, and assists in holding people accountable in public positions. People have been able to elevate their state in life by entertaining people on social media and monetizing their content. Social media has had an enormous impact on our economy, global society, and quality of life. Social media has broken the traditional media landscape. For so long, people received information from news broadcasts, newspapers, and press releases. Information that is curated by the subjects of the content, editors considering the impact on advertisers, and target audiences determined by consultants. We should embrace the change and realize that a more robust conversation is beneficial. Sure, there are many people of low repute that do not contribute value to our discourse, but people generally filter that out. I still do not give much credibility to the argument that there needs to be regulation over social media content that is general conversation. Maybe the use of bots or artificial intelligence to amplify a position. Use of technology to improve delivery of content is not a problem, but using it to amplify it is. In closing, I think the TikTok ban will eventually be resolved. I do not think the federal government will allow that many people to be impacted, while still executing their goal of containing the threat China may pose. The reality we must acknowledge is that there will always be an issue of whether we can trust content. We cannot rely on a government entity or even a fact-checker, because we have seen their biases impact their actions. Be skeptical and willing to research the topics that you find important. That is the real path forward. Please follow the Christopher Peter Review on social media and continue to visit www.crcreview.com for new episodes. Thank you once again. Until next time.